Now, the long-awaited or long-hinted America's Cup reality show looks set to become, well, actually a reality. Two Hollywood directors have signed on as executive producers of a show that'll go behind the scenes of the next Cup in Barcelona. Marilyn Giroux is a sports marketing expert at AUT, and she's with me. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
This is almost definitely inspired by the Drive to Survive series, right?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. This is a new model that they've been using. Of course, Netflix is going to have a few more in the future, but definitely, yeah, this is based on the success of Drive to Survive.
Has Drive to Survive led a lot of people to be interested in Formula One? I mean, might the same thing happen for America's Cup?
Oh, well, for the first part, definitely. A lot more people, they brought up, like, of course, Formula One was decreasing in terms of popularity, so it brought a wider audience to Formula One. So people that were maybe not that much into sports, by letting them know a little bit about, like, the behind-the-scenes personal life of athletes. So, yes, definitely it drives a lot more people in a younger audience to Formula One. So we're seeing popularity of Formula One going up over the past few years. So they're hoping the same thing for this new series for the America's Cup. So hopefully translating into the same model. As I said, there's other sports also we're trying. So Netflix is doing this next with tennis, bringing a bit of the controversial athletes such as Nick Kyrgios, the PGA Tour, so golf. So a bit of older sports, I would say, are trying to do this and getting more younger people into the mix and trying to make it more appealing and interesting.
Marilyn, some of the characters involved in America's Cup are pretty rough around the edges. Do you think it's going to be completely unrestrained, all access, no filters at all? Or are there going to be deals where, you know, they'll be able to say, no, you can't, you filmed that, but you can't broadcast it?
Well, I think if you're looking at Drive to Survive, actually, they're really building around characters and they're building around rivalries. There's even some drivers who are saying that the rivalries are not actually true. So they're really looking around those rivalries. So I think, and looking at the tennis, I've been a little bit behind the scene for some talks. Definitely one of the main characters will be Nick Kyrgios, quite a controversial athlete. So that people want to see and they want to hear him talk and hear about his personal life. So, of course, I think actually it's interesting. You want people who are not necessarily just kind of bad boys, but controversial, to bring that heat up and, like I said, the personal effect. So I think if it was me, I would definitely try to keep it as real as I can.
Yeah.
And anything goes, actually, to bring people on.
The more controversial, the better, the more eyeballs. Marilyn, thank you. Marilyn Giroux, Marketing Senior Lecturer at AUT.